Dreamscape Lore presents Kingmaker, written by David J. Van Bergen Jr., read for you by Trevor Wilson. Chapter 1. Prepare to be integrated.
We're gonna find you!
The angry voice that rang out from the top of the ridge was actually very welcome, as it helped him locate his pursuers. About 50 yards behind me and above me, Jeremiah surmised, pushing his back into the loamy soil of the ravine wall. The smell of decaying leaves mingled with the acrid smell of smoke. He could see the glow of a large fire through the trees when he looked back. Jeremiah grimaced. He hadn't meant to set their barn on fire. Who in their right mind uses an open flame oil lamp in a wooden building full of highly flammable material anyway? He'd only been exploring the compound because he'd assumed it would be empty. The Midnight Mountain Preppers were a well-known but enigmatic organization, and the opportunity to learn more was too much for him to pass up. Their annual recruiting event in Paris, Idaho, seemed like the perfect opportunity to explore their presumably empty encampment. Jeremiah felt a level of kinship with the group. He preferred to live his life largely off-grid as well, and had a significant stockpile of food and supplies in his cabin on the other side of the lake. The prepper's cult-like reputation is what intrigued him so much, as no one who became a member ever talked about the organization after they joined. What he'd found inside the compound was practically a paramilitary encampment, one that also manufactured and apparently distributed a very large quantity of moonshine. He had been inspecting and admiring the massive still they had set up in a large outbuilding when he'd been discovered. In his haste to flee, he'd knocked a glass jug full of high-proof moonshine over. It shattered on the ground and spilled highly flammable spirits everywhere. He wasn't even the one who knocked down the oil lamp that started the conflagration, but Jeremiah doubted the preppers would see it that way. Once the fire started, Jeremiah had simply fled as fast as he could. He was still surprised they had chased him instead of trying to put out the fire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?